This is a reading of the document titled, Two Schools, A Visual Analysis. It is an individual activity and is part of the Impacts and Effects of Reconstruction in Texas lesson in the Reconstruction Unit and was produced by Texas History for Teachers. This activity includes background information, instructions, two historical images, and analysis questions. There are three total analysis questions for you to complete. Before the Civil War, many Southern states imposed laws that prohibited teaching enslaved people to read, write, and do arithmetic. In some cases, slave owners taught skilled laborers specific skills to assist with their daily tasks, but formal schooling for African Americans was not an opportunity before 1865. Following emancipation, with the assistance of the Freedmen's Bureau, education was promoted and more widely available for newly free people across the South. Instructions. Analyze and annotate the two images below. Highlight and discuss key similarities and differences in the images. This activity includes two historical photographs. One of a white school and its students, photographed in 1907. The other, an African American school and its students, photographed in 1907. Analysis questions. Here are the questions for this activity. If you are providing written answers, remember to provide your teacher with your name, class or period, and the date. I will read each question two times. Question 1. Based on the images, what are some main observances? Repeating question 1. Based on the images, what are some main observances? Question 2. What can you infer about the role of education during this period? Repeating question 2. What can you infer about the role of education during this period? Question 3. Drawing conclusions. What can you conclude about the social relations of Texans during this time based on the image? Repeating question 3. Drawing conclusions. What can you conclude about the social relations of Texans during this time based on the image? This concludes the activity, Two Schools, A Visual Analysis.